Any way to dissect out how much of this actually is the interferon? A lot of people talk about your study looking at Bev alone versus Bev and erlotinib, which since it was sort of negative, people look at it as a single agent Bev study. Can you talk about what you saw there? And you know, given the fact that we don't have an answer to this question, what your gut feeling is about how much the interferon is contributing?
I wish we had an answer because it would make our lives a little bit easier as we enter into the stage of using bevacizumab as a treatment for renal cancer in the United States. We do not. All we do is have the data that I presented and ultimately published in which we did have about 100 patients, half of whom received bevacizumab only, the other half of whom received bevacizumab plus erlotinib. Now, the erlotinib didn't have any effects except the usual toxicity associated with that drug. The median progression-free survival for the group as a whole was about 9 months. And when we looked at the two arms, there was very little difference. They were both in the range of 9 months, maybe one a little bit less than nine, the other a little bit more than nine. And the response rate in both arms was in the range of 13% to 14%. So this would be our de facto bevacizumab monotherapy experience that's available in a randomized blinded setting. And when we look at the data from the Avoran study and also from the CLGB study, because now we have two large groups of patients who've been treated with this combination, one in the United States and one in Europe, both of them show an effect on progression-free survival. The Avoran study progression-free survival data is about 10.8 months or somewhere in that range. The CLGB progression-free survival median is in the range of 8.5 months. They're a little bit different, but the studies were different. One was blinded, one was not. But you come away thinking that monotherapy with bevacizumab, if indeed one can extrapolate from the erlotinib bevacizumab trial, is almost equivalent. Now, maybe a month and a half less than with the combination of interferon and bevacizumab. So you have the sense that the major contribution here is going to be from bevacizumab. That's my impression, that if we had a well-designed study in which we had monotherapy with bevacizumab, we would see a progression-free survival median in the range of 9 to 10 months. So can we eliminate interferon? I would like to think we can. Should we eliminate interferon? No, because right now evidence tells us that it's an important drug. And I don't know that, number one, when we get the approval from the FDA, and I'm assuming that within the next year that will happen once the data is submitted there, that the package will be for the combination, just like it is in Europe. Interferon plus bevacizumab, and really they recognize that they cannot address the monotherapy question because they just don't have the data right now.